Yes, a couple of months ago, we've been through the Easter tide and then Easter. So we always saying that three practices for us, especially as a Catholic, for the pray, fasting, and almsgiving. So we know that, and then we do. But today's gospel is reflecting on those three, how to do it. Okay, you can pray. You can do almsgiving, you can do fasting, but how to do it? That's the question. So clearly he said that, how to do it, and then how is our reward? Reward in here or reward in up there? But I had an experience about fasting. Maybe I mentioned earlier a few months ago, but anyway, it reminds me that how to do our fasting. But once I went down to see my spiritual director, and I spoke to him about my fasting on Friday, especially on Fridays, and also meat-free. Because when I go for visiting people, sometimes they ask me, "Oh, Father, can you have a drink? Can you have a biscuit or something?" But sometimes I say, "Oh, I'm sorry, today is Friday, I don't eat anything in the morning. Or I do fast." But it's for me, it's kind of guilty. I felt that it's guilty. But I want to try to do fasting. But I share with this with my spiritual director. And then he said to me, "Oh, Nishan, look, it is not too good to say, it is like what the hypocrites there saying that trumpet, I'm saying out, oh, I'm fasting today, you know." So it is, he said, it's better to not say that I'm fasting. Maybe you can say something else, or just have a biscuit and water and then go. Because he said that people will be happy. If I say that no, and then they might think, oh. And also if they knew that I am going to visit them, and then they already prepared for me a meal or something, so then if I say I do not eat meat, if I am, say, fasting, they feel guilty. And then they said, "Oh, I prepared this meal for Father Nishan, for he didn't eat it, or why we didn't make something else." So then he said, don't do that. Just have something. Doesn't matter about your fasting, God knows that. So this is the way we have to be with the people and help the people to their heart. The heart is important, isn't it? It's a not trumpet outside. Again, same thing is praying. And I know we have the experience about last 3 months for lockdown. I know a few people, they prayed a lot, having relationship with the God. For almsgiving, it's different ways. In different ways we can do almsgiving, not only by giving money and food to the people. There are many ways. Even prayers. If you pray for the people, so that's one also kind of almsgiving. So just reflect on where do you want to have your reward. So your reward in on this earth or up in the heavens.